Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Somebody make it make sense. So, one of the greatest legends in the history of Bay Area sports is Bill Walsh. Probably the most respected executive and coach, certainly on the Bay Area's Mount Rushmore of smart, knowledgeable guys.
West Coast.
And he was the gentleman who said, you'd rather move off somebody a year early than move off somebody a year late. Now, we all acknowledge that Bill Walsh was a genius, won a lot of rings, and that's almost become a little bit of conventional wisdom now in sports. So why, when we're talking about extending the Warriors' dynasty, is the idea of possibly moving a Draymond or a Klay Thompson so crazy when it's supposed to be a truism that we all acknowledge because Bill Walsh is somebody who believed in it, and he's pretty smart.
Yeah, but football's more cutthroat. Like, I'm not up here telling you I'm a cry if they traded Dray and Klay. I just don't think Dray and Klay are that attractive to Brooklyn to give up Durant. Okay.
Okay, but, forget Durant. Yeah. The point is, I'm talking about moving one of those two guys
right, to
keep this thing going. And I would absolutely, positively do it if there was a deal that crossed my desk and it was going to make us better. And well, if I were Joe Lacob, and I know we got Nets would have to put in another guy. Here's what I think. I think Joe Lacob would do that trade. How about that? I think he would do Klay and Draymond for Kevin Durant. Now, the Nets, I don't think, are going to do it. Call me crazy.
Yeah. There's something about those three being intertwined to where and coming off a championship year, like, not panic, but why would you? You just did it. It's still working. Why fix it? If it's not broke, don't fix it. And last time I looked, Snotty, they just won a chip. Bill Walsh, I don't think when he said what he said, and you know, football, you get old and overnight, but damn, they just won. It worked. So I just don't think they would break that up to
Here's
go.
What, you know what else it worked?
Bring them back.
Yeah. You know what else it worked? It worked in 16 when they won 73 games and only lost the NBA Finals because Draymond screwed up.
Yeah.
All right? So that team, that 2016 team, let's say was better than the 2022 team. Well, they went out and got Durant. Like.
But, even though we know why they lost, they lost,
you know,
Donnie. And that was 6 years ago.
Here's the other thing. First of all, I don't believe Kevin Durant. If the Warriors had won that year, I don't think Kevin Durant would have wanted to come.
I concur.
Warriors still would have taken him if he did.
Yeah. I get that. I just, like I said.
So what's going to happen to them?
We're going to see what, honestly, I think it's going to be what we're seeing with the Giants. They go out on their own accord. And I don't think you're going to get another big fish like Durant that becomes available in the next 2 to 3 years. I could be totally wrong, but I don't know if he would be a good fit to where you already have the proof like you do with Durant when he was here. It worked. It was perfect. I think they're going out as Warriors. Those three we talked about.
I would make a bet. I'm trying to think. how much money I would. I'd bet $1,000.
Did one
That's
of them
a
get
lot
traded?
For me. No, the
three don't finish.
No, the three will not retire altogether. Yeah. Retire Warriors. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And I'm getting crucified for
why?
Not crucified.
You're on the safe side.
No, emotional. The stuff that I'm, you know, naive. But damn it, I keep talking about life, but sports is life. They broke each other up, though. They fell out.
Joe Montana got traded.
You better be careful.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar got traded after a title in Milwaukee with Oscar
Robertson. But in essence, Bill Walsh was Joe Lacob. He knew he got Steve Young because he thought he was better than Joe at that time. So he controlled it and he pulled the lever. You just wanted the. My thing to Joe Lacob or anybody like Joe. Hey, Joe, if we're eating breakfast, you having scrambled eggs, I'm having hash browns. Why are you thinking about the future? I understand the premise, but you just won. Let's run
right,
it back,
we're not,
Joe.
Why? We're not as good as Boston right now. They just got better. They got Brogdon and Gallinari. They are now better than us. That's the way Lacob thinks. Absolutely.
Which is a great move for Boston.
Don't you get it? He's a killer, Joe Lacob. He's a killer.
But Boston, getting Brogdon, you ain't won nothing yet.
They're better than the Warriors. I guarantee you Joe Lacob thinks that. How could they not be?
Well, it was almost you're talking about a mad scientist then. If he's thinking like that, and I've never owned a team, study, if he's thinking like that in the middle at breakfast and, hey, they're better than us, and it ain't been but a month after the season, and that was one transaction, that's like a madman. No, you got to let it play out. Hey, Joe.
He's not letting anything play out. He determines what plays out.
Right now, after a chip, they're going to go out like the Giants, Bell, Crawford, and Posey.
Harry's in Marin, wants to get us started. Hey, Harry, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Huge fan of yours.
Thank you.
If I'm Joe Lacob, I will be calling up the man with the 9 rings. Right, the coach Steve Kerr in my office with the GM Bob Myers and say, what pieces do we need? Our shelf life is 2 years.
Right,
we got to win the next 2 years. How do we get it done? Who do we bring in right now? We want championship next year and the year after. We got to do it now, Steve. Who do you want? You know the psyche behind championships. Is it going to be a down year, or can we do it?
Thanks, Harry. I mean, no.
Who saw this chip coming? I don't even think Lacob thought it was coming. But Kerr said as much. His last interview with Damon, he told him they didn't even know him and Bob what they were going into Denver. They didn't think they were a championship team. So you can't just go buy something because you think it's going to work and run it out there. This is why you do what you do. It worked. And it worked with Klay playing half the season, Dre missing 35, Curry being out. Again, and I know you lost the veterans and Gary Payton II, but to me, running it back is not crazy than going to get Kevin Durant. To what expense?
Joe Lacob's a businessman. He's not in the business to be friends with players.
That you've established, and I don't disagree with you. But, Matt, there's no way in hell I believe the Brooklyn Nets are looking at Draymond Green and Klay Thompson right now as an upgrade. I would find that hard to believe. I would want your youngsters. I would want Poole.
Right.
It would be a must.
Right. That's my point. If the Warriors mention Green and Thompson, that means they're not trading their young guys. Or they don't want to trade their young guys.
I mean, I'll talk about a haul, man.
I'm just saying, you got to.
That's some money they're making, though.
Joe Lacob's a killer. I'm going to say.
That's over. He is. He's got 4 chips and still going.
Let's go to Iggy. Iggy's in Petaluma. How you doing, Iggy? What's going on? Oh, we got Brian? All right, cool. We got Brian Geltzeiler, Sirius XM Radio, NBA expert. Brian, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. I owe you an apology for last week, guys. I had something come up on me. I would never do that to you. I'm happy to be able to join you now.
All good, my man. Really appreciate it. So, I got Warrior fans really mad at me today because I'm suggesting that Joe Lacob is the kind of owner who – in order to keep this thing going, he would be very, he would be open to trading Draymond Green and or Klay Thompson if he had to. And my thing is do you really think they're going to retire Golden State Warriors? I just don't think it's going to happen. And man, people get sentimental toward players.
Well, all right. So let's break this down for a minute. I think what you have to look at, and I think that theoretically, what you're saying is not wrong. You're going to have sooner rather than later, you're going to usher in a new era of Warriors basketball here. We didn't usher that in this year. Probably, you know, obviously Wiggins and I mean, listen, Curry's not so young either these days, but Wiggins will probably be a part of that next era. And you certainly saw, I don't know that anybody could have done a better job of guarding Jason Tatum in the NBA Finals than Andrew Wiggins did. But I do understand what you're saying. The problem is this, is when you trade guys, you want to trade guys at their maximum value or close to their maximum value.
Yep.
I don't know that you're ever going to get any kind of appreciable value in a trade for Draymond Green, because you just can't make the case that he's going to be as valuable in another location as he has been with the Warriors. The way he has complemented, forgetting about Klay Thompson for a minute, the way he has complemented Steph Curry has been incredibly unique, and he has just, he has known what to do, whether it's with the ball in his hands or the ball not in his hands, to get every ounce out of Steph Curry that he possibly can. And I don't know that he goes to another place and he fits like a glove with somebody like that. And I think NBA executives are well aware of that. And, you know, Draymond doesn't come anywhere quietly. That's the way he is.
Right.
So, you know, you kind of take something on with that when you bring Draymond in. Klay's a different ballgame.
Oh, go ahead.
Now, Klay's a different ballgame because, again, you know, guys, if I gave you a percentage of what Klay Thompson was compared to the old Klay Thompson in this season, in this particular playoff, what would you say? 70% of the old Klay Thompson? Does he ever get back to 100? Probably not, but if he gets to 85 or 90 next year with his legs underneath him and guards a little bit better and just seems to have a little more hop in his step, could you see a scenario where Klay could have value to a team? He certainly could have value to another team, and that is possible. I wouldn't rule that totally out. I can understand why Warriors fans would be sentimental and get upset about that. But I also will say this. I think what the Warriors did this offseason and letting the guys go that they let go, I think was smart. You're going to have to sign Poole to an extension at one point or another. Kuminga and Moody and Wiseman don't come that much later. If you're going to build around these guys and still want to keep a couple of these older guys that have won four championships for you, you know, Joe Lacob's paying, now granted, he's printing money in the Chase Center, but he's paying a crazy dollar amount in luxury tax. And let's not forget this about luxury tax. You know, to fans, it's a term, just luxury tax. And it's monopoly money that an owner that's making it is just paying it out to keep this wonderful product on the floor. But let's make it clear where that money goes. That money goes to the non-tax-paying teams. Joe Lacob is enriching the Warriors' competitors by paying this level of tax each and every year. And as a man who runs a business, he has every right to want to control those costs to a certain extent. And that's not something fans want to hear, but I think it's a business reality for Lacob and the Warriors here.
Well said, Brian. My partner and I, you know, we look at things different, and that's why I love him. And I can't believe Kevin Durant, as great as he is, Brian, is at this juncture to where he basically put the big three together with Harden. We saw that played out. I saw him in a tunnel when he was still with the Warriors, and him and Kyrie were whispering to each other. But guess what, Brian? They got their wish. But now he's gone public and requested to trade. Am I living in a naive world when I say, it's my opinion, I think he's getting a bit of a pass that he's ready to just leave Brooklyn and not fix it, rectify it, or lead. You say what to that?
No, I think you're onto something. I got to tell you, because the truth of the matter is, he played a significant role in making that mess. Mm. This is a page out of the LeBron James playbook. Do what I tell you to do while I'm here. This is what I want you to do. And by the way, if your team president's not going to listen to me, I'll go over his head and talk to the owner. which is what Kevin Durant did, because Sean Marks didn't want to trade for James Harden. He went directly to Joe Tsai, and Joe Tsai directed where that trade came from. That Harden trade was a disaster. And Jared Allen's a guy who's a borderline all-star at this point. Caris LeVert, good player in this league. Think about how little pain the Brooklyn Nets would have felt with Kyrie Irving not being vaccinated and all the time he was out hurt if they had Spencer Dinwiddie to slot in that spot for him. They had it right when they brought in Durant and Irving and had all that depth and the team that they had. Kevin Durant wanted that sacrifice to play with his buddy James Harden. And in the end, I know people want to talk about the Kyrie and the vaccine being what turned Harden off. That was a smoking gun. James Harden's whole goal the whole time was to find his way to Philadelphia with Daryl Morey. That was what he wanted to do the whole time. The fact that Kyrie Irving didn't get vaccinated gave him his reason. Durant played a role in all of this. Mm. And yes, I will tell you, I know there's a lot of mixed reports on this. What I'm gathering is that Kevin Durant is not all that keen on continuing a business partnership here with Kyrie Irving. With all that said, I don't think he's going to get dealt here in this offseason. The more I see it, the more I think he's not going to. Well, listen, I don't blame Brooklyn. If you're Brooklyn right now, you want a godfather offer. You want it all. You want everything. This is their chance. They sacrificed their future on Durant's urging to go get James Harden and only got a little bit of it back in the Harden deal with Ben Simmons. So this is their chance to reload. And if you can't reload in the right way, and by the way, there's no incentive for them to be bad because they don't have their own picks. Houston's got all the picks. So for them, they want to be decent and want to have a future. Durant is their last chance because no one's giving you anything decent for Kyrie Irving. So they're holding out a price. And if they're not going to get that price, they're going to expect Kevin Durant. They'll pay Kevin Durant. They're going to expect him to show up to training camp with this team. And to me, the telltale sign that they're not really close to trading Kevin Durant, not in a hurry to do it. They took away some flexibility yesterday in signing Sumner and in signing T.J. Warren. They now only have 3 open roster spots. And you guys just saw what happened in this Minnesota deal. They took like 5 players with the 4 picks Utah did. All right, the roster flexibility was huge for them in being able to make a deal where enough money went back. In a case like this, Brooklyn didn't want to keep that roster flexibility. Why? They're prepared to go forward this season with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving on this team. And by the way, I actually think it's the right move because in the end, and what I would tell Kevin Durant, if I was Joseph Tsai, I'd tell him this. I'd say, listen, you made a commitment to us to come here for 4 years. The first year we knew you weren't going to play. We understood it. We were paying you to not play in the first year. You had 3 years on the floor. You've only fulfilled 2 of them. We know you signed that extension, and we're more than willing to trade you after this year if this doesn't work out and you still want to go. And by the way, give us a list of 3 to 5 teams, and we'll find you to one of your destinations. But we do need you to come this year, put on your sneakers, go hard, lead this team, and give it everything you have. And if after this year it doesn't work, we're more than happy to say goodbye. But you know what? Durant, man, because he signed that deal, by the way, without a player option at the end, which is quite odd in this day and age. Okay, but because he signed that deal, I think Durant is going to have no choice but to come there and try to see if he could lead that team. I'd be surprised if Kevin Durant is on a team that's not the Brooklyn Nets when next season starts.
You're listening to Brian Geldzeiler, Sirius XM NBA Radio, joining us today. All right, I want to go back to the Warriors for a sec, because here's my point about why I'm even talking about the possibility of moving a Draymond Green or a Klay Thompson. Steph, 2 years from now, Steph Curry will be making in the high 50s. Draymond will be, I assuming, will exercise his player option for 28-ish. Klay Thompson will be making over $40 million. I do not believe they will extend Poole for $20-plus million and re-sign Andrew Wiggins for $30-ish million a year. With Wiseman still making 12, I mean, I just don't. That's too big of a hit, I think, for the Warriors. They're going to have to offload some salary, I think, if they're to do that.
I don't disagree with you, Matt. I think the numbers get very, very big really quickly. Now, is it possible you can get Poole to sign a below-market extension, that Wiggins won't ask for a larger number because he wants to stay in the situation that he's in? It's all very possible. But you know, you look at the younger guys, Wiseman, you mentioned, making 12, and then keep in mind, you're going to have extensions coming. If you like Kuminga and Moody and you want to keep them, you're going to have extensions coming. And the Warriors, listen, the Warriors did some very smart things and were granted a gift all at the same time, right? So the gift that they were granted was a number two overall pick. Bob Myers made the best trade we've seen in the NBA in the last 10 years when he traded D'Angelo Russell to Minnesota to bring in Wiggins and the pick that ended up being Kuminga. And it was a brilliant, brilliant deal. And what was the precursor to that deal was having the wherewithal to say, you know what, we're going to bring Russell in a sign and trade for Durant as a marketable asset so we can still use that max salary. Keep in mind, they were not, because they were over the cap, they were not going to get to replace Durant with a max player. So this ensured that they were able to do that. It was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
But now you were able to do that. You were able to not have this core group of veterans with this championship pedigree that have won four times in 8 years. And you got these three guys. And now you have this really good group of young players in Poole and Wiseman and Kuminga and Moody that can take you to the next generation of Warriors basketball. One thing I always say, guys, when it comes to guys being drafted, guys being traded, context is everything. Where you land in this league matters just as much as how good you are or who you are, because you got to develop in the league. And guys landing with the championship Warriors are be wonderful for them. Jonathan Kuminga to me will be three times as good a player in Golden State as he would have been anywhere else because of what he's going to learn about how to play NBA basketball in Golden State. So they can keep this thing going. But to keep it going, you're going to have to be able to pay some of these guys when it's time to pay them. And as much money as Lakeup is printing in that Chase Center, it's not a bottomless pit, Matt. I hear right. what you're saying. And there are going to have to be some hard decisions that are made. Now, listen, some of those hard decisions were, you know, a couple smaller hard decisions were made here. Not matching on Gary Payton.
Right.
Letting him go. You know, not re-upping Otto Porter. Letting him go. Those guys were important players this year. Rotation players mattered a ton. Frankly, I will tell you, I'm surprised they brought Looney back. I think it's smart. I think Looney was terrific, and I get why they did it. But it cost them a lot of money to bring Looney back, a lot more than Looney's pocketing. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff, and those are the kind of decisions that have to be made. That's why what you're proposing, as preposterous and upsetting it is to a lot of Warriors fans, it's totally, completely logical in the NBA business world.
Love it. Brian, we'll get you out of here. I'm the guy that asked the random questions. I just followed you on Twitter, but I saw your avatar picture, and it looked like you were having a serious basketball question conversation. Was that at a parade?
No, that was my avatar picture. I was at NBA Summer League, which unfortunately I'm not going to be able to do this year. But I was at NBA Summer League a couple of years back. You know, we do it at NBA Radio. We cover Summer League. We do live interviews with anybody that's there. And that comes up and that's at our table. We get a lot of really good names. We get Steve Kerr there on a regular basis. And what I will tell you this, what the Warriors do for us at NBA Radio is something we're all very grateful for. Raymond Ritter is a legend.
Love it.
And the Warriors always roll out the red carpet for us. So listen to SiriusXM NBA Radio for your listeners when we're in Vegas.
Love it.
I guarantee we're going to get some prime Warrior guests because Raymond Ritter is as good as they come. He takes great care of us.
Hey, Brian, thank you so much for joining us, man. We got to get you back at some point. Great stuff. I'm just watching our text line, and
they love it.
They do like you.
Yeah.
Well, it's always my pleasure, guys. Anytime, reach out. I'd be thrilled to be on with you again.
All righty. Thank you so much. That's Brian Geltzeiler, SiriusXM Radio, man. NBA.
He was going, Steiny. Mm-hmm. My thing is, about what he said about Brooklyn, we heard the GM or owner say, we don't want you here. So that goes, because he said it out perfectly. If I, hey, we ain't trading your ass. You committed to us, but we heard them come out and say, and maybe they've thought about it, we shouldn't have did it. They came out and said, we don't want anybody here. We'd rather lose with guys that don't want to be here. But maybe they've, you know.
They'd lose with guys that want to be here.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But he's saying it like I would feel. I'd trade your ass. And we got Joe Harris coming back. We got Ben, Seth Curry. And technically we got Kyrie. If they don't get traded, Brooklyn's got action. He was great.
They're going to have to come together, though, and they haven't. Here's
so
the problem.
What's KD's beef, really?
Well, the problem is none of them have really ever embraced sacrifice. Well, I shouldn't say that about Durant, but
because he did it here.
But they're just, everybody's got their own agenda. Ben Simmons is a mess. As much as I like him,
he would be more concerned over than Kyrie.
He hasn't played in a year, and he's got back issues, and he's got head issues. Kyrie's a mess. Kevin Durant comes with baggage. Some sensitivities there. Who's the fourth guy? Joe Harris?
I like Joe.
He's fine. Yeah. He's fine.
Seth Curry? Yeah. Hey, we didn't talk about the departure of Steph's brother-in-law. That shocked me. I thought he was a made man. I'm happy for him. D. Lee?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Just to make it clear, Geltzeiler said what I was talking about was totally logical. How do the Warriors keep this thing going?
I'm going to give you a four.
How do the Warriors keep that? I didn't do that. How do the Warriors keep this thing going?
Oh, well, that's a drop.
Yeah,
that that's a five. But, yeah, okay. I'll say this, and this is no shade at Dre and Clay. Every day that goes by and that price tag is on them, people are going to run the other way.
Probably right about that.
So you are right in him. Joe might be like, I can unload what? Okay, include one of the two. My thing is, I just think – because of the success that the Warriors have had and how the fan base, it's just me, gravitates to the big three here in Golden State, and I'm including Green, Clay, and Steph, Joe wouldn't, I wouldn't include them in a package.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. All right, Warrior fans, will you at least meet me halfway here? And it's that... without making a move, it's going to be virtually impossible to extend Poole and then re-sign Wiggins for significant money. Because I don't believe Joe Lacob wants to pay Curry, Green, Klay Thompson, Poole, and Wiggins all $25 million or more. So what are they going to do, if you believe me, to offset a little bit of salary? And he's right, and Geltzeiler's right. In 2 years, Kuminga's going to come up.
Yeah.
So it's really not fair, but it's almost impossible to keep this thing together because he's not going to have a $400 million payroll. He can't do it.
But he's batting 400 now, spending what he's spending on the payroll, and he's getting the dividends.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm in a great mood today. I will say this, though.
And you got to read these songs, Donnie.
Come up with a suggestion for the Warriors to keep this thing going rather than they're just going to win because they're going to win and they're the Warriors. Give me a suggestion. How you keep this thing going? 95-7 give. I'm a man of nuance.
What did I do wrong?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. We're asking Warrior fans how you keep this thing going. And here's
keep
the other
winning.
Thing. Here's the other thing. I know the Warriors surprised people this year and won it.
Everybody.
And if I say this, people go, I don't think they're going to win it next year.
And I wouldn't be mad at you. But you understand but Joe the fans Lacob, that, who we talk to.
That's the way Joe Lacob
but
thinks.
They gravitate. They've seen these guys grow up from young pups to what they are now, four-time champs.
Fans have.
They're, yes.
Right. Joe
so
Lacob doesn't care.
So that's the ones that are
–
those are the ones screaming at you. All you're doing – you ain't made it. The rules – you're stating the facts. I just think there's something to business – outside of just X's, the dollar signs, that there's loyalty. There, like, even if he wanted to trade Dre, he wouldn't do it unless Dre wanted to get up out of here. Like,
man,
I believe that, Steiny.
I completely disagree with that.
I just do, man.
I think he would kick Draymond to the curb in a second
you
if he thought
so?
He had a better deal. Yes.
I could see Dre wanting to go play with LeBron.
5-1-0.
And that way, him getting out of town as opposed to them saying deuces.
Steiner. I like that, actually. Steiner.
Who gave that to you? Low Neal.
And Spadoni takes it. Yeah. Warriors minus Clay and Dre plus Kevin Durant is not a better team. If you throw Seth Curry in there, too.
Seth.
Make the money work.
Former Warrior. Remember, he was on Santa Cruz. He was on the Warriors? Yeah.
I don't think so.
He was on the... Hold on. Keep going.
I don't think so. Let's go to City Boy.
Our guy.
He won't come down my road. My man.
Hey, what's up, y'all? As Goo likes to say, fan is short for fanatic. And the fans don't want to hear about trading Clay and trading Draymond. But, Matt, I think that your perceived negativity, and we've talked about this, you're just a pragmatist. You're a realist. And it's realistic to think that they would move off of those guys at some point if they want to keep this young, up-and-coming core together, which I guarantee you Joe Lacob wants to do. And Joe is absolutely not scared to make the unpopular decision. There's no question about that. So I think they would absolutely trade Draymond. I think they would absolutely trade Clay. And here's the other thing. There is no disrespect in doing so. I mean, The respect Joe Lacob showed to Klay Thompson was signing him to a max contract
right.
after he tore his ACL.
That's right.
That's respect. So
great
I'll tell
point.
You what, even Klay Thompson would be he would give Joe Lacob hugs on his way out the door, I guarantee you. And this team is great at communicating with their stars. If you think they wouldn't go to Klay and give him a heads up in advance, they absolutely would. Now if they got blindsided by a trade offer, that's different. But they're not gonna shop Klay. But, Matt, you said it. Best believe they're going to do it if it helps the team. And, they do have – like, look, Anthony Simons for Portland just got $25 million a year. I guarantee you Jordan Poole saw that, and he's like, okay, that's where we're starting. We're starting at $25 million. So, maybe they wind up trading Poole if the right package came along because you do have Moody there. But I think they want Poole and Moody to be their backcourt of the future. I think they want to keep all these young players. So, honestly, I don't think they're trading any of them. That leaves Draymond and Clay because you ain't trading Steph. So, You know, they're going to do whatever they need to do. I love listening to you guys, man. Always.
Our guy.
Work, you know, makes my day better. So
thanks, City Boy.
I hope to see y'all soon. Take care.
Amen.
13-14 here's the Santa Cruz. That's what it meant.
Warriors. He never played a game for the Golden State Warriors.
But he was part of the team when he was with
no,
Santa
he wasn't.
Cruz Warriors. That is their affiliate. To
right.
me, they could
have
had him had they envisioned him.
Those guys under
like
contract to the Warriors.
But come on.
You know, they're not under contract to the Warriors. They only have like three guys on the team that are affiliated
they
with the
Warriors. They had a crack
Warriors.
At him for him to be
a Every
Donna
team
Warrior
had
uniform.
A crack at him
And looking
in
at
Santa
what he
Cruz.
Has become now, they missed.
No, they didn't. Anybody can sign anybody off any G League team.
Right, but do you think at the juncture in 13 they thought Seth Curry would have the career that he had? No.
He was just, okay, they missed on
I didn't
Flint
ask
Murray
about nobody
too.
Else. I'm just talking
he
about
He was
Seth.
Never in the Warriors organization. Right,
but yet he was on the Santa Cruz Warriors.
That's right.
All right. For me, that counts.
You thought he played for the Warriors.
I was right. 2013 and 14. Santa Cruz Warriors. That's like Kendrick Nunn.
He was not under contract
it's like Kendrick
to the
Nunn.
Golden State Warriors.
He got away. I get you.
Kendrick Young. Kendrick
We're
Young.
Warriors.
I know what City Boy said. That he's right on the money. And I agree. No, they're not. I agree. They're not shopping Draymond and Clay.
Yeah, but we didn't set it up like that. But would you?
Maybe they are.
Yeah. I'm not being
smart. They got to do something.
How much value do those two guys got with those tags?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. If I'm the Brooklyn Nets,
right.
I'm Draymond Green, yes, believe it or not. If you're a serious title contender, but you haven't gotten over the hump yet, yes, I would be in on Draymond Green. The problem is you better be contending for a title. Otherwise, he's not going to help you. Like, seriously, like hypothetically, and if KD goes to Portland and then they traded for Draymond Green.
Oh, it's on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I'm asking you this because I just got the text saying I'm being naive thinking that Lakeup owes the big three, Dre and Clay. You get what I'm saying, though. And right now I'm right because until we see something otherwise, I don't think Joe Lacob would include those two in a package. That could change 2 years. It could change next year.
It could change
but
tomorrow.
What you just said about nobody, and you're correct, saw the Warriors winning this year. Okay, so who cares about who we think can win it next year? If I'm Joe Lacob, we already shocked the world. We can do it again. Now we got how many spots do they got left now? What, two roster spots? Golden State.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, this ain't over. They might be on number five.
Right. And but you're not allowing for the fact that, okay, it's not over. Maybe they make the right move. They can keep it going longer by trading Dre or Clay at some point for a younger
You're
guy.
Just saying Joe ain't going to keep, this thing ain't going to keep growing, this luxury, this deal.
It can't. It can't. and you might be like, oh, who cares about 2 years? Well, they got it. Like, I guarantee you, Joe Lacob and Bob Myers are thinking about it.
Yeah, but in 2 years, guys are going to reveal, I don't know which guys, who's really laboring and showing their age.
But 2 years from now, they would all have to get paid.
Man.
If Jordan Poole signs an extension, the extension kicks in 2 years from now. Not next year, the year after. If they keep Wiggins, his contract runs out after next year.
Those are hefty
tax. So he will have to be paid 2 years from now to be a Warrior. Curry, Clay, Draymond. You cannot, they're not going to have five players.
I got it. No doubt.
Making anywhere from 25 to 60. And Wiseman's going to be making like 13 or 14.
The big
That's
man.
That's all. So, look, it's a hard business. So I'm asking Warrior fans how you stay on top. Tony's go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, would you rather have Joe Lacob's problems with what you're saying?
Yes.
Or be Vivek Ranadive in Sacramento trying to make the playoffs in 16 years? Give me that all day.
Duh.
Yeah. Captain Jesus. Obvious.
No, you'd like this.
It ain't a death sentence is all I'm saying.
And
what
this is the other thing. This is the other thing about the Warriors. They have more flexibility than virtually any team in the league to make a trade.
Yeah.
Because. because they drafted well, because they have champions. Problem is, they can't pay everybody. Tony's in Oakland. Hey, Tony.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, man, Simon, I got to agree with you, bro. We get a lot of callers calling in, man. They catch feelings for these people, like ex-girlfriends and ex-boyfriends. You know, this is a business, man. It's a league. We watch this team to win championships. That's one of the things about Joe Lacob that I love, is that he's not afraid to cut ties with people. He understands that, you know, to be to the top, you got to be able to not let your feelings in. You got to be cold-blooded. You gotta have ice in your veins like Joe Lacob has.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I love, man. I mean, we got guys that call in saying now they want to keep Draymond. With 2 years ago, they wanted the guy gone. They wanted the guy to play for the Pistons, and now they want him to re-sign him.
Right.
It was up to me out of the big three, Draymond Green. You know, I love the guy. He did great things for us, but, I mean, I would let him go. I wouldn't even think about re-signing him after he picks up his player option. And also out of our young core, I would say Kuminga. I like Kuminga. I mean, he's a high flyer, but he's a super liability on defense. I mean, he doesn't play no type of defense. You know, we got Gu over here drooling over his body, but he doesn't even know how to use his body to get nothing but get bored to play defense. All right, fellas, have a good one.
That's our guy.
Appreciate it, Tony.
It's coming.
Appreciate it. Yeah, now's not the time for me to, like, say, oh, I'm worried about, like, if you like Kuminga, you're going to have to pay him.
And are you on record before your vacay? Because I was going to ask Brian, who was great, by the way, Stoney.
He was.
The guys that have departed, I'm being real, they made contributions. But why is Dub Nation, I'm not doing this, why is Dub Nation and Twitter exploding that Gary Payton II, Porter Jr., JTA, and who else left, Bielitsa are gone? Why are they acting like it's Steph or Clay?
Well,
that's when you're getting spoiled. The core is the core. Come on now.
No, I agree with you. I think Payton was, listen to this.
I wanted him here, though.
Payton was either sixth or seventh on the team in minutes played in the postseason, and he missed the series.
That's
so wow. The point is like,
your boy was, yeah.
I know Gary Payton II. I don't know. The numbers probably say 17 minutes a game. I think we know he was playing a little more than that.
Right. God, I'm just picturing him in the corner hitting the big three.
See, this is.
Yeah, truly.
That's.
And this
that's
is, if I could get one point across, it's this. Where's the 307?
I want to say Miami.
Maybe. I thought that was 305.
305.
Lacob and his group are billionaires. Billions. If they want to pay, they can pay, especially if they're winning. Warriors payroll isn't nothing to these guys right now or in the future while they're selling out Chase. Okay? Then why didn't they keep Gary Payton II?
Mm.
Why is he not a Warrior if money does not matter?
Damn.
Can somebody answer me that question?
I'm not. Hey. Man.
Let's go to Anthony on Highway 24. He's going to lighten the mood.
Called the cock tunnel.
I'm light as a feather, baby.
All right, great. So first and foremost, I just wanted to say, as a fan, I could care less. I just like to see the Warriors win, and I think that's our job to do. It's not our job to try to play GM. I know it's fun and it's good conversation, but at the end of the day, Joe Lacob and his organization has shown that they have made the right decisions and they will continue to make the right decisions. And like Tone said, the caller before me, we got to stop catching feelings for these players because it is a business. Secondly, just want to wish you good luck on your trip, and I want to sign off by saying, to hell with the kids.
Yeah, Anthony, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The hell with the kids. You got to read these songs before we get out, and you could do it like 3 minutes.
You know what?
I've got like 100. But before we wrap it up, just go through. All on Twitter. I mean, on the text line. The text line.
Okay.
307 is Wyoming, not Miami. So 307 is Wyoming. We got them listening in cowboy country.
Oh, okay. Because 408. The reason we didn't sign Gary Payton II is he's not worth $80 million. Exactly. Exactly. You don't just throw around $80 million. I don't care if you are a billionaire.
Cha-ching!
All right.
Cash me out!
I feel better. And you know what you said? Would you rather be Joe or Vivek?
Yeah,
and I'm like, well, duh. This is, and like, I don't understand. I do not understand. I'm old enough to have watched dynasties crumble. They just end, okay? And the Golden State Warriors, I can honestly say, are in one of the most unique positions that I've ever seen a team in the NBA. They are coming off a title, and they've got four players who are young and are showing improvement and have a lot of potential, and they're all under 22.
Oh, my gosh.
That doesn't happen. Like, the Celtics tried it, and unfortunately, Len Bias passed. So they were stuck with old guys and no good young guys. My point is, the fact that the Warriors have championship players, the fact that the Warriors have guys like Wiggins and Looney, who are championship players too, don't get me wrong, who have nice contracts, and the fact that they have young players, like, it's going to give them an opportunity to keep the dynasty going, as opposed to it not. If it were one way or the other, then it would be obvious what they were that what they do. Like, this is an almost an unprecedented situation that Joe Lacob's navigating.
And in regard to him, your boy, I mean, there shouldn't be one negative thing said about what he's done, especially now when you talk about this payroll and keeping it going. But hearing you talk, at some point the bottle's going to stop spinning. On who and what player that is, I don't know. And what situation that is to where some player or players are caused to be up out of here. But the bill can't keep going. It's incredible. And I kudos to him for putting the resources back into the big baseball, the big club.
Let's go to Dennis. He's in San Francisco. Hey, Dennis, what's going on, man?
Not much, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
I haven't talked to you guys since the Dylan Brooks incident. I accidentally swore and you had to kick me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you remember. What's up, baby?
But anyway, yeah, I didn't think the Warriors were going to win either. I didn't think, you know, and I talked to you guys a while. I told you I was a ball boy in the 60s or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm a huge fan. I watch them all the time. And I didn't think that they were going to win it. I really didn't. I thought that this year coming up that they would contend. But, you know, but I didn't think that they were because of their lack of size. But anyway, what I'd like to see them do, I think Durant would be a big mistake.
Okay.
They're going to want too much for Durant. And what I'd like to see him do, but a good show, guys. I mean, where do you go from here? Because yeah, those guys you're gonna have to sign those guys. But I think what might happen in the next couple of years is Clay and Draymond, are they up in 2 years?
2 years.
They might just let them walk. Yeah, I mean, they might keep them for the next 2 years and then let them walk. You know what I mean?
They might.
And because that's what I think. The guy I'd like to see him sign right now to help out with the center position is Cousins. He's still out there. What do you guys think about Cousins?
You know what?
Now, because I like him.
Why do I hate when you do that?
Because, dude, that dude is bald. He ain't mellow because he ain't been out of the league. But, Stani, I mean, man, you telling me they couldn't use him?
I'm telling you they couldn't use him.
How much is he? Is he way out of...
I mean, they could probably use him. He wasn't useless. Like, here's a compliment for DeMarcus Cousins. He wasn't useless against the Warriors.
Not that man.
I don't know about that. Maybe.
Hey, let me read this to you, because I think it's to you. 510. They don't want us to catch feelings, but you want us to buy merch. What else is buying jerseys, T-shirts, and merch? Catching feelings. And that's what I'm saying. When you got guys established like Dre and Clay and Steph that are part of a core that you've seen from embryo stages all the way up to what they are now, I think, okay, yeah, you could be an owner, Stein. It sounds like you are. You wouldn't care about the fans trading.
Oh.
But I would take that into account. Especially we just won a chip.
You're going to take into account what the fans think. Congratulations, you've never traded Monte Ellis.
I was mad at
for
that
Boga.
One. Yeah.
The one thing, you know, so here's the other thing. Draymond Green's got two more years. The second year is his option,
yeah.
A player option. If find it hard to believe. Like, to me, maybe this is, maybe the reason Draymond is on full throttle with the media thing is maybe he knows he's retiring at the end of this contract.
Wow. You could be onto something. Because I mean, I'll tell you this. You tell me if I'm a hater before you finish. These two contracts, and I just said it a few minutes ago, 2 years down the road, I don't want to rob both of these players of improving. It'll be worse. Like, who would be comfortable giving Green that money to Draymond Green 2 years older after two more seasons logged on that body?
Exactly.
So they've already essentially won because of Laker put him in that position to collect checks. And basically, like Clay, you said, hadn't played in 2 years. Joe, man. Who's playing him in the movie? Is he young enough to play himself?
It's a good question. Well, Joseph's in Vallejo. Hey, Joseph, how are you, buddy?
Joey.
Joseph wants to.
I just want to.
Hey, what's up?
Three things. Number one is a lot of the role players for the Warriors. I really believe Kevon Looney is not a role player. It's just unheard of, the contract he got. And that's what Lakem do. I mean, he want players that's not going to fight. Kevon Looney agent should have fought a little bit more. He could at least got 4 years, $40 million. That just should have been what he done in the playoffs and what he done played the whole season. If his agent couldn't sell that, something wrong with that. But he definitely 4 years, $40 million. And the second thing is, why don't you guys just enjoy, do memory lane for this season, because you got that much
jelly.
Don't frustrate yourself every day.
That's Stiney.
Memory lane and just play back some of the memory. And the last thing, I want Stiney and Guru, you both was right about yesterday, the family, whatever. You both was right. I don't have time to get into the discussion, bring you on the same plane, but you both was right. Thank you so much.
We love us if you're the best.
About Looney, though, Stiney, that ain't making a lot of noise.
Nobody wanted him for $10 million. Otherwise, they would have paid him $10 million.
But see, this is the world I'm coming from. You're talking about Joe and every penny. I get it. But you couldn't have rounded that up to 10 for him?
Not, what are you? This isn't a charity.
That's so
What do you mean? Rounded it up to 10?
When that number came back, I'm like, that was low, man. Damn!
It was clearly higher than any other team was gonna give him.
I know, man. He's got enough. But
and here's the other thing. The other thing that I was thinking about. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green have never, ever given a hometown discount. Durant did.
Yeah, no.
Durant took less.
I can say he did it twice.
So,
at the end.
So the big three has never made a financial sacrifice in their tenure so far, but Joe Lacob's supposed to, let's round up on these guys. No.
That's great. But I had that thought. He said that I blame the agent, but damn, I thought he's getting 10 for sure, at minimum.
Yeah. Joe wants to go down memory lane? I run every red light on memory lane.
What are you running a chair?
Mark Knopfler.
I have no. Who's that?
Dire Straits. You ever hear of Dire Straits?
I think vaguely.
One of the greatest guitar players ever. But unfortunately, his great guitar playing actually takes away from him as a lyricist, which he's also phenomenal.
Speaking of which, Santana, get better. Collapsed on stage.
Yeah, it's dehydration. He's fine.
Did we have to see the video?
I didn't see it. Is it out there?
Yeah. Damn, the man collapsed. But now we got to see it. God, I'm moving. Europe. Vancouver, somewhere, Canada.
That's not
out. I know, but
I know you know.
Yeah, Bonte's going soon. But, Stiney, I'm really bitter about how we're doing it here, man. We don't care about nothing. Bullets flying left and right. We don't give a damn about nothing.
I care about the Warriors.
Well, some people think
I love talking about the Warriors.
Some people think you don't. Yeah. Oh,
God. Where has it been my life since 1995? Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me see. 155.
Dude, the hour.
We got another minute. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. The text line says Europe has the most camera surveillance in the world. You know what?
That's why things are right.
You know what I got to tell you? Surveillance ain't what it used to be. There's no privacy anymore. Seriously.
Well, that's...
There's just no privacy. You walk out of the... Like, right now, there's cameras.
I'm with you.
You walk right out of the building, somebody can see
what was the Will Smith movie?
I don't know.
Independence Day, back in the day where it was everything's watched. I got you on that. You ain't shocking the world with that one. Hey, before we get out of here, I want your top five predictions for the rest of the year since we're at the halfway mark.
All right, I'm going to let you explain that.
All right.
You can do it now.
We got time?
Yeah, you got 30 seconds.
Since we came in here and July just hit around, I was like, Donnie, it's going fast. The year's almost gone. I said, give me your five bold sports predictions for the rest of the year that you think are going to manifest or come to fruition. I got mine.
So you've come up with five predictions for the year.
I actually had eight. I cut three out.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Don't judge mine. I can't believe you thought I could hit it. Just give me yours.
Well, no. I mean, are they hot takes or are they just...
I do is hot. But no,
we got to go to break. Seriously, cut it. Cut his mic right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.